You're listening to the Teach Better Talk podcast, featuring expert educators eager to share progressive tactics to reach more students. Teach Better Talk is created by teachers and fueled by passion. Let's get started.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 29 of Teach Better Talk. I'm Ray Hewart, but you already knew that. You're more excited to hear about the amazing Jeff Gargas. Jeff, how are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. Anytime you call me amazing, it's a good day.
You are amazing. I'm so excited that we're recording this episode tonight because I have one of my great friends that we are featuring on this podcast. I'm so excited to dive into his history and education. So, Jeff, has your day been going all right?
My day's been going fantastic, Ray. I'm super excited. In fact, if I was any better, I think I'd have to be you at this point. I'm super excited. You know I love Mondays. We've had a few weeks off because of the holidays and stuff. So
we have.
This is the first one we've recorded for a while, so I'm super excited. We've got a really cool gentleman on with us. His name is Chip Baker. Chip is... I'm going to try to say all the amazing stuff that Chip is and experiences has, but I'm going to let him talk a little bit more. He's laughing at me. But so Chip is he's 20 plus years in education. He's a high school special ed. He's pretty much done anything you can think of underneath that special education umbrella. He also coaches football and track. He's a teacher coach, been doing that for quite a while now. He's a he'll tell you he's a fourth generation educator, so lots of teachers and educators in his family, which is awesome. He's an author. One book's already out. He's got a second book coming out in February, so just a little bit after this podcast episode releases, which is great. And I'll let him talk about that. And then he's got a really awesome show that he does and series that he does on YouTube called the Success Chronicle. So we're going to talk a little bit about that as well. But first and foremost, Chip, really appreciate you taking some time to hang out with us tonight and chat and have a little bit of fun, man. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm great, man. Thank you so much for you and Ray so much for having me on your podcast. I truly appreciate it.
Well, Chip, we were really honored to have you. I know that we got to talk way more a few weeks ago over winter break to really dive into getting to know you. But I really want our listeners to ensure they get to know you as well. So while Jeff did a pretty great job giving you an introduction, I would love to hear more of like the nitty gritty. So when somebody comes up to you in the middle of a grocery store and says, "Hey, Chip, what do you do for a living?" How do you respond to that?
First, I look at them and say, like, "I don't know who you're talking about. Who are you?" No. It depends on who you are, what I'm telling. No. But since it's you guys, I'll spill the beans. How about that, right?
There we go. I like that.
No. I, teacher coach, just like you said, I've been doing it 20 plus years and very, very fortunate to be called teacher and coach. You know, I don't take it lightly. I'm a fourth generation educator. So, you know, my family, they've done it for so many years, and I saw the positive impacts that it made on so many. And I wanted to have a part of that. You know, I wanted to do my part in the positive ripple effect in our world. And so an ordinary guy trying to achieve some extraordinary things, I guess, you know, and so and make a difference, make a positive difference every day.
Oh, I love that. Just an ordinary guy trying to do extraordinary things or achieve extraordinary things. That's awesome. Chip, really appreciate that.
That's before it.
I was gonna ask a specific question, but I want to dive in. Can you give us the rundown, just a nice, you know, short bit on the Success Chronicles? You've been doing that for, I think, what, 2 years now? It's going really,
yes,
really well. Can you give us the overview? Like, what's that all about? What can people expect when I come and I watch the Success Chronicles on YouTube?
Well, the Success Chronicles, it's my baby. I interview people from all walks of life, and I share their stories on my YouTube channel, which is Chip Baker, the Success Chronicles, for inspiration and motivation. And I got the idea. You know, all my life, I've been around some amazing people. I mean, like my family, the community I was raised in. You know, in college, I had great mentors. Played football in college. Then in my career, I've had awesome people in every environment that I've been in. I've been able to learn great things, you know, based off of people's stories that inspired me. And so I wanted to give back to those people and show appreciation. And so I started, a lot of them had stories that inspired me that I didn't feel that a lot of people knew that needed to know, you know?
Gotcha.
And so that was the initial idea of why. And so now it's grown at a crazy rate, and it's far exceeded anything that I thought it would be.
That's great, man. That's awesome. And we need all that positivity out in the world as much as possible. So I love that you're doing that. So you played football in college. Where'd you play? You want to give a shout out?
Yes. Yeah. West Texas A&M Division II school.
Wow.
In the Panhandle of Texas, and it was pretty neat experience.
No kidding. What'd you play, man?
Inside, I played middle linebacker.
Okay. Wow. Dangerous man back there.
Yeah, I'm a real nice guy. But when I get across the lines, I'm not so nice.
I love it. Those Texas football boys, you got to watch out for that. So I want to talk to you. You know, 20 plus years, and you're doing a lot of. You know, I love the focus on the success, the inspiration, the positivity there. I want to talk a minute with you about failure, though. You know, I talk a lot about failure. Anybody who knows me, and especially anybody who's listened to this podcast, knows that we do this and we talk about failure because I believe that I've been fortunate enough to fail a lot in my life, because everything I failed at, I learn a lot from. So can you take us to a time in your life that you've had a failure and just kind of tell us about what happened, why it was a failure, and then how'd you overcome that? What'd you take out of that and learn from that?
Oh, man, every day I fail a lot. You know, I'll go through this one. It was one that was pretty major in my life. And I outlined this. I'm throwing out a book plug here. So I outlined this in my first book, Growing Through Your Go-Through. And it's basically the same thing as, you know, going through failures and growing from it and learning lessons. But, you know, growing up, I always had problems with math. And I struggled with math. I can remember, elementary, you know, third grade, second grade, standing out to teachers really working with me. On into junior, on into high school, you know, teachers staying late with me to really work with me and help me. And, you know, I barely passed every math class, but I really worked my tail off, you know. And then I got into college, and it was the same thing. You know, I knew that by that time I knew I had a problem with it, and I was going to have to work really hard at it, because, like, failing was not an option, right? And so I would work and study groups, and I made a point to study every night on math. Even if I didn't have homework on that, I would go to the library in quiet situation to study. And so, I barely passed the math classes I had to have. And I actually think the professors gave me those points because they probably got tired of me asking questions and bugging them. But I don't know. I learned so many things from that. If you continue to work hard at something, eventually, you will overcome it. And, all of that stuff, you know, that I learned through that, you have to work hard if you want to be successful. Persistence, you have to have help. You know, no success is achieved alone. Hard work pays off. Reps make you better. Mm-hmm. Practice, you know, perfect practice is perfect. You know, all of those lessons that you learned, that I learned throughout those years, you can take those things and apply that to life or any situation, which helps you be successful in life. I mean, you can apply it to sports. You can apply it to relationships. You know, anything, you can take those principles and apply that to help you learn from your failure.
I love it. You know, I know someone else who struggled with math.
Oh, don't call me out on this podcast.
Ray, is there anyone else you can think of that who talks a lot about how they struggled with math?
All right, Chip. We have talked about this, that I think I'm the only sixth grade math teacher that got a D in sixth grade math. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, man. You know, what's funny is when I did my student teaching, my mentor teacher, you know, she asked me, you know, what are your strengths? You know, what are your, and what are things you think you might be weak at? You know, just some of those things. And why did I say math? as a weakness. And so that's the first thing she did. She threw me in a math class and made me teach. Like,
there you go.
Like, you know, but, you know, not, she didn't just throw me in there, but she helped me and guided me through it. And what that did was it instilled confidence in me to help me do that. So then, you know, I get out of college and I have an opportunity to teach, you know, resource math, you know.
See? That's powerful.
Right. And so now the things that I struggle with, now I was in a position to where, hey, I feel your pain. I know your struggle, mm-hmm. but let me tell you, I can help you because I've been through the same things you're going through.
Talk about a connection with those students there. I mean,
yes,
that's powerful. Very powerful.
No doubt.
That's awesome. I appreciate you sharing it with us. So now let's flip it around now. Let's talk about a success you had. And this can be something that's big, small, somewhere in the middle, whatever it is. But can you tell us what happened, why it was a success for you, and then, you know, what'd you take away from that?
He's had so many. I have been blessed to have a few successes in my life, for sure. But it didn't just happen with Chip. I mean, it was a lot of help. But I'll go back to, I think a big one, a realization. When I first went to college, and I've told this story before, so some of you guys may have heard this. But when I went to college, I guess first in high school, I felt that I was an average athlete. You know, I did some okay things in high school. You know, some might say they were good, but I'll say they're okay. You know, so going to college, you know, it's another level. You know, like, you were the big man on campus in high school, but you're a freshman, you know, like, you have to prove yourself. And so, you know, we get there the first day and we have to do a running test. And so, you know, our running test was 16 110s, and, you know, I told myself that I was going to be in the best shape of my life. So there is no doubt, and I can take advantage of this opportunity that I was blessed to have. Because I wouldn't have been able to play football after high school. It would have literally killed me because I loved it so much. And so, you know, we're running these 110s and, you know, exceptional athletes out there. I'm just lucky to be there, right? And so they're timed. We're running it. You know, you get to about halfway through and I'm like, okay, I'm starting to get a little tired. You know, you run a couple more. All right, let's go. You start having those thoughts, you know, that conversation with yourself, right? You're like, come on, let's go, you know. And, you know, you get to about, you know, 12, you know, 11, 12 of those. And now it's really in depth. You know, you're just taking one step at a time, and it seemed like slow motion, like on the movies, right? Like, right foot, left. You know, it seems like slow motion. And so I'm thinking, and that's when I reflect. You know, I'm thinking about all the hard work that I put into having the opportunity to be here. Bigger than that is, you know, I think about all the people that have made the sacrifices to allow me to be here, you know, from my family, from my parents, from my teachers, from my coaches, you know, all of those people that love me and show me the right way to do things. And so from that point, you know, I can't quit, you know, like it's guys like taking their shirts off, taking their stuff off and walking off the field right now, you know. And I'm thinking, man, I cannot quit. Man, I don't know, whatever they're going to do to me, they can't do anything to me to make me quit. Because I work too hard and I deserve this. And so, you know, just, you know, that one moment was a big moment in my life to where it was a transition to now, hey, you're on your own, dog. You know, like, you know, growing up, you know, mama was around, you know, she could give me some encouragement, you know, like, hey, no, I got to be a big boy and get this done, you know. And so from there, you know, it allowed me, of course, you know, I got my degree, and from getting my degree, it allowed me to be a teacher coach, you know, and you know, the whole trickle effect of everything that came from that, which has allowed me to be here with you guys on this podcast. You know, and if I had chose to quit and not do that, to take a different path, I wouldn't have been blessed to achieve all of the great things that I've been blessed to achieve and be around the amazing people to learn from. And bigger than that, have an opportunity to make an impact, a positive impact in the lives of children every day.
Hey, what's up? It's Jeff. Don't worry, we're going to get right back to the episode, but I really want to check out and make sure that you are connected with us on social media. Ray and I and the entire Teach Better team want to connect with you. We want to hear your stories. We want to be a part of your journey. We want to be there to support you in any way we can, and we want to learn and grow with you. So please connect with us. Everything we have is at Teach Better Team. And then, of course, make sure you connect with me at Jeff Gargas and Ray at Ray Hewart. Let's get back to the episode.
Well, Chip, you're making an impact. I love hearing your stories, not only because they have such a clear and awesome moral, but the way you talk, your personality just shines through. I just, you know, we're recording these podcasts just via voice. You know, for those of you listening, right, we're not actually, you know, looking at each other at this point in time. And I can picture you as you're telling your stories. It's just so fun. So, I have to say, though, I loved both your, you know, failure and success stories. Really quick, going back to that failure story, talking about trying to overcome hurdles, and especially relating to the students that may not have felt successful in some subject areas and now feel like they're in your class and you understand them. That is so echoing. I know Jeff made fun of me, but that is so my life, right? That was my backstory. Yeah. And I told this story, Jeff, you've heard 1,000 times, but you know, I was sitting in class one day, and it must have been middle school. I was a mess in middle school, and they're going through, like, right before parent teacher conferences, students are trying to highlight what they're good at, right? What do they do well? And they give you this list. I had this list of, like, math, no, science, nope, social studies, not a chance, right? Like, going through this list and you're just like, nope, nope, nope. And finally the last one was kind. And I'm like, really? That's all I have, is that I guess I can consider myself to be a kind person. Like, there has to be more. And I think that's actually exciting to think about now, that I don't think teachers have made a shift to ensure that they are taking the time to show students where their strengths are. It came with growth mindset and everything else that's kind of entering education within the past decade, but really focusing on what students need and trying to identify their strengths has been something that teachers, I think, are more cognizant of in this day and age. And that really gets me excited about not only where we came from, but also where our students are headed. So to kind of twist that around and throw it back at you, what are other things that is getting you excited about education right now and what we're doing?
Oh, man, I love that story, Ray, and it's awesome. I think there's a number, I agree with what you just said, and I think there's a number of things in technology, I mean, in education that are amazing. And first is the technology. I think the ability to be able to go anywhere and see anything from a device, you know, and meet people all over to learn from, I think that's amazing. I think, yes, the growth mindset, the way that educators are looking at the whole child and taking ownership in, like, yes, students, you have to follow rules. Yes, students, you have to learn these teaks or, you know, whatever it is. And you're, you know, you have to learn these things. But more than that, I want to get to know who you are. So, we can maximize your potential every day, you know. And so when you learn that student and take time to learn that student, you get so many. The kids will do anything you ask them to do because they know you're taking the time to do that, to learn them. And it's not just about, you know, the teacher or the what they're supposed to learn or the, you know, the this or the that, but it's about, hey, I want to make sure you have a good time, good high school experience, a good elementary school experience. And, you know, when you get that in return, you know, as you were talking about that, I was thinking about a scenario where I was in an R with a parent of the student. And I mean, this student was the first student in their family to get a high school diploma, you know, and like the mom just cried, you know, it was the exit art. And, you know, I remember this kid was a senior, and I remember meeting this kid in eighth grade. My wife worked at the school where he was at, and I just happened to be over there at lunch, having lunch with him. I saw him in the hallway, you know, and I was like, hey, man, you know, what you doing outside? You know, I just strike the conversation with him. You know, as a freshman, he's on my campus the next year. I was like, hey, I know you. I saw you outside that classroom. You know, what are you involved in? Not involved in anything. So we get him in football. We get him in powerlifting. He's in ROTC. You know, that kid's first in his family to graduate, goes to the military, serves like 6 years in the military, 8 years in the military. So just the fact that we can, you know, are looking into the whole kid and meeting the whole kid and, you know, providing, you know, what they need, you know, because if we don't do that, then they don't perform to their maximum potential. You know, if they come to school and they're hungry, but we don't feed them, they're not going to learn anything.
I love that. That's what I'm excited about too. I love the focus, and it's been a shift for a while. I think teachers have always focused on a child, but now that there's just the industry as a full is really focusing on all those other skills and the other needs of the child and meeting them where they're at. Like, that's such a big piece, and giving every child what they need when they need it. That's super exciting. So I'm glad you went there. That's really cool. So now, Mr. College Football Star, I want to see how good you are here. I'm going to throw 6 questions at you. And you're gonna try to answer each one in 15 seconds. I didn't even get done explaining it. He's like, "Let's go!" Like, he's ready. This is gonna be nothing. All right. So here we go. We're gonna do this. 6 questions. We need 15 seconds or less to answer them. You ready? Here we go. What is one ed tech tool you cannot live without?
Zoom.
Like, I love it. But here's a book. So what's one book that you're reading right now?
John Maxwell, The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth.
That's a great book.
No way! I'm reading that too.
Ray, you're reading that too? Oh, look at that!
Boom!
Yesterday.
Oh, Chip, you guys.
We got to talk, dude.
Yes.
You guys are made to be friends. All right, who do we need to follow on Twitter right now, or on social media in general?
Chip Baker, The Success Chronicles. That one's easy.
I love it. I'll take it. What's the best YouTube channel for educators? That's not yours, because we're going to push yours anyway.
Give me another one.
I'm challenging you. What do you got?
For educators, I think anything that's TED Talk.
Got it. Cool. And what is one daily, weekly, or monthly routine that every teacher should get into?
SHG, this is a personal, and this may take, I'll be over my time, I'm sorry. Show up, have a great attitude, give your all. That's my personal thing that I do daily so that I maximize the potential so I can be the best that I can be. And I preach that to my kids that I'm around to encourage them, hey, don't worry about the long haul. Yes, know where you want to go, know where you want to get to, but you have to make sure that you look at each step and do that to precision, so that you make it to where you want to be. So show up, have a great attitude, give your all every day.
Love it. And what is the best piece of advice you have ever received?
My mother, if you're going to do something, do it the right way.
That's a good one. Yeah, I think you went over on the one, but I think it was well worth it, man. That was awesome. Love that.
He can get the award.
I love the SHG. That's awesome. So
yes, and I'll send you a link to that. I have a link to where I did a speech on that at a deal.
Okay,
about that. I'll send you guys that. You
get
check
that
it out.
Over. We'll make sure we get that in the show notes, so you guys can all run over there and get that as well, and everybody can check it out. So,
well, Chip, I have the most important question for you, and it's really for the listeners. You and I need to talk after this, because I cannot believe we're reading the same book. I literally just bought that on Amazon yesterday, and I am stoked. But I want to make sure that our listeners can also get in contact with you to blab about anything that you've been able to share with us today. So do you mind letting us know, whether it be Twitter, Instagram, website, Facebook, YouTube, share it all, how can our listeners get connected with you?
Well, I would love it if you guys get connected. I think that's the way we grow and learn together. But my YouTube channel is Chip Baker, The Success Chronicles, and you just go on YouTube and search that. Facebook, Chip Baker, TSC, as in The Success Chronicles. And then all my other social media is Chip Baker, TSC as well. So Instagram, Twitter, I'm on LinkedIn as well, Chip Baker, The Success Chronicles. So if you just type that, you can check that out.
Fantastic. And you guys know you can find all the links and resources, everything that we talked about and mentioned in this episode over at teachbetter.com, as well as all those links that Chip just mentioned. We'll make sure we have all that on there, so it's really easy for you to go get over there and connect with Chip. Check out The Success Chronicles. Get his new book that's coming out really soon. And we're going to get that talk up there that he did on the SHG. I love that. So be sure you head over to teachbetter.com for all of those. If you can, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any of the upcoming episodes. And if you can give us a rating and review, I know I would appreciate it, and I think Ray would as well. So we know you're listening. Hopefully you're liking it. Give us a review, a rating, and then do me a big favor. Share this with a colleague or a friend or family member that you think needs to check out some of the awesomeness of these amazing educators are bringing every time we interview them. So Chip, really, really appreciate, man, coming on, giving us some of your time, having some fun with us, your stories and just your experience and everything is just invaluable, man. We really appreciate you taking some time and doing this for us.
Thank you for the opportunity. I consider it an honor and privilege to be able to, first of all, somebody wants to talk to me, you know, but I consider it an honor and a privilege to share my story. And I commend you guys for what you're doing. You know, it takes a special person to be able to do what we do and do it effectively, you know. And so I know the things that go into it. So I wish you guys continued success in everything that you're doing as well.
You as well. We appreciate you. And I'm honored to be connected with you now. And everyone listening, until next time, let's get out there and let's teach better.